Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Rosario Abati, founder of Scriptures for Us. First thing I like to mention is the fact that this is an interactive show, which means you're able to ask a question, give a comment. So let's start out this way. If anybody has a comment or a question, just press 1 on your touch-tone phone, and I'll be able to put you on the air. If not, we'll just start the show. In fact, I just want to also mention this. If anybody ever has any questions they'd like to answer on this show, just send us an email. In fact, I'm going to have a script news sent out with that idea each and every time an email is sent out, because we like people to ask questions. So even if they're not able to listen to the show live, they'll be able to listen to it when we archive the show 24/7. Okay. So if you ever have a question and you can't, you would like it answered on the show so others can hear it, just send us an email at scriptbiz@gmail.com, and we'll answer your question or comment on the show. And of course, your name won't be mentioned at all. But anyhow, this is basically a repeat of yesterday afternoon show, and it's entitled How to Contact Your Members That Have Joined Your Group. I know that's a big fear with a lot of people. They're afraid to pick up the phone and talk to somebody they never met, because for the most part, from what people tell me, the reason they had that fear is because they're afraid that that person might ask them a question, and they don't want to sound silly by saying, "I don't know," you know. Well, the whole purpose of a follow-up call is not to train that person. Of course, you can do that if you have enough knowledge and feel comfortable doing that. But the main reason why you want to follow up with persons is because it solidifies a couple of things. Number one, that person, hopefully, got the same email message that you did, and it names you as their sponsor. And of course, if you don't respond to them in some way, either by phone, which is the best way, or by email, then they're going to think, well, probably not anything very special about this opportunity, because if there was, then that person would have contacted me. I mean, that makes perfect sense. But you do have a lot to offer this person, and, you know, just by calling them, you're going to solidify that, number one, you're a real person, not just a name on a piece of paper, and you're also a member of Scriptures, and you solidify the fact that this is a real company and not a fly-by-night company that's here today and gone tomorrow. So follow-up is probably one of the most important things that you can do as far as building your group. If you're hesitant to do this, then I can tell you right now, you know, your checks are not going to be what they should be. Follow-up is the number one reason why people participate in this program. Now, like I said earlier, if you're a little bit shy of calling somebody, don't feel that way. Just go ahead, pick up the phone and just tell them, you know, my name is John, and I'm your sponsor in Scriptures, and the reason I'm calling is I want to find out whether or not you received an email from Scriptures for Us that tells you how to participate in our opportunity. And if they say no, then tell them, well, did you look in your spam mail or your junk mail and see it? It may be in there. Sometimes, you know, an ISP server throws them in there without realizing it's not a spam. And if you don't receive anything in either one of those, then give me a call back And what I'll do, in fact, why don't we do this? Why don't I take your correct email address, because that's sometimes what happens, they get the wrong email address. And, of course, if it's the wrong email, just that email that should have gone to you went to somebody else. So give me your email address and make sure you get the right one. You know, make sure they give you one letter at a time or one number at a time, then repeat it to them, and then tell them, well, what I'm going to do, Tom, is I'm going to call the company as soon as we hang up or tomorrow or whenever, and I'm going to give them the correct email information that you just gave me so they can send you all the information that you need to get started. And once you do that, then what I'd like you to do is to go to your website and click on below your name. You'll see a link called How to Get Started. And all you have to do is click that on, and that'll give you three steps you need to know on how to get started. It's not hard. It's very easy. And if you have any questions after you read that, you know, it might be a good idea to call the company. They recommend you do that simply because any questions you have or any comments or anything else, you know it's going to be 100% accurate when you call the company directly. However, if you do want to call me and just to talk so we can kind of get to know each other, that's fine with me. And that's basically all you want to do is get to know this person. You know, become friends with them. You're not their boss, for one thing. You can't tell them how to run their business. You can help them along the way and encourage them. Tell them what you're doing that works for you. Tell them that something you may be doing that didn't work so they don't repeat the same mistake. So it's basically getting to know the people that are in your group on a personal basis. You know, all the other stuff falls into place. Once they start learning how to learn everything there is to know, simply by going to their website. You also might want to mention that they should go to the Income Potential. It's also on their site below their name. Income Potential question and answers. You know, go there and that'll answer just about every question they may have. And tell them, well, after you read them and you still have some questions, you know, you might want to call the company or you're more than welcome to call me. Again, it's just communicating between this person, offering your help if they need it, showing that you do care about them, which you should, and getting to know this person. Because when you become friends, you know, like all other friendships, friends want to support each other. So become their friend more than their sponsor. Or, you know, without a doubt, you don't want to try to, you know, give them the idea that you're boss, their boss, and you're going to tell them how to run their business, because that's not the way this program works. Everybody's an independent contractor. Of course, they can take advice from anybody, but they're not under the dictates of what they can do, either under the company or their sponsor. So that's really about all you need to do is what I just outlined. It's not that hard. Now, there's one other thing I want to mention. Communicating with your members, okay, sometimes it's difficult because of all the scams that are out there now. So when you call a person, a lot of times you're going to get an answering machine. So all you do is if you get the answering machine, first of all, tell them that you're their sponsor because and you're calling them because they requested information about Scriptures for Us and that you would like to talk to them. And you can give them your number or your email address over the phone and say, you know, let's talk so we can kind of plan on what we're going to both do together next so we both can succeed in this business. If you don't get any response from them, then what you want to do is you want to go to your back office. Now, if you don't know how to get to your back office, then what you need to do is you need to go to your personal website and click on, again, the link below your name that says Members Back Office. You click that on, and then click on the Enter Back Office, and it'll ask you for your username and your password. If you don't know either one of those, then by all means, give us a call. And, you know, learning how to use your back office is extremely, extremely helpful. It takes 3 minutes to explain everything you need to know about you know, using your back office. So don't hesitate to call. We never tell people, well, I'm too busy right now, I can't talk to you. We're not that kind of company. We're a Christian company. We treat everybody that calls or emails us as if they are our brother and sister in Christ, and that's what they are. That's what we consider you, our brother or sister in Christ. So don't hesitate to call or email us with any comments, questions, okay? Now, what you want to do is when you go to your back office, okay, if, for instance, let's say you got an email from your new member, and, of course, you have their email address there, and you might want to, you know, send them an email that way, telling them that you've been trying to get a hold of them. And then you also want to, I want to mention in that email that you recommend they go to their website and click on how to get started and tell them, you know, read that over. And if there's anything, any questions you have after you read that, you're more than welcome to call me, or you're more than welcome to call the company, which will always give you the 100% accurate answer. Now, you can do, if you somehow lost that email, you can always go to your back office and click on genealogy report. And in your genealogy report, you'll have all your members listed. And to the right of their name, you'll see a blue box that says email. All you have to do is click that on. Another email box will open up, and then you can send them a message that way. Now, as your group starts to grow, and hopefully it is if you're on one of our auto co-op programs or the Facebook advertising program, then as time goes by, what we recommend, in fact, we recommend you do that right away, even if you only have one member. Go to your back office and click on email. When you click that on, it'll bring up a box that says subject, body, sent to downline. And what you want to do in this particular part of your back office is you want to share something that you yourself are experiencing, or maybe you just joined one of the auto programs or the auto co-op programs or the Facebook advertising program, and what you're doing is you recommend that they do the same thing in order to build their group. Let's say you purchased a product, all right, and you might tell them in the subject, you might say invigorating bath and shower gel. Maybe you just purchased a bottle of that. And then in the body, you'll say, dear member. You can't put their name in each one of those because the same message goes to everybody. So it's generic when you say, dear member. This is your sponsor. Of course, you want to put your name there. Reason I'm calling you, I mean, reason I'm emailing you is because I just bought a bottle of Scriptures for Us Invigorating Bath and Shower Gel, and I started using it. And I tell you the truth, I really love it. I know I'm going to buy it again. And if you've never tried any of their products, I highly recommend that you do. They are exactly what they say they are. They're the best. And if for any reason you don't like any of their products, you have a 100% money-back guarantee, and you don't even have to send the product. So you make it short and to the point. Then, of course, put your name on the bottom. God bless you, your sponsor, and your name, you know. And then you click on send a downline, and that same message, whether you have one person or if you have 1,000 people in your group, that same message will go to each person in your group. Now, what's good about this, you know, we send out script news a couple of times a week, and that's how you found out about this script news show. Anything we say is what all companies say. All companies say, well, we have the best products, we have the best program, we have the best. And in our case, we don't. Of course, we are telling the truth. We're not lying. But when it comes from someone who's actually participating in a program or using a product, that testimony becomes 100 times more stronger than if we said it. So don't hesitate to email your whole group at least a couple times a month. It takes about 3 minutes to write out a message. Just make it short and sweet and to the point. And if you send the same message 2 times that same month, don't worry about it. You know, try to vary it. But if you send the same message that same month or even the following month, you know, don't worry about it. The main thing you're trying to do is you're trying to show that, you know, as their sponsor, you care about them. And that's the whole thing. You want to let them know that you care about them and you want them to succeed and you're there to help them if they ever need it. So that's basically all you need to do to follow up. You know, if someone asks you a question you can't answer, just tell them, I'm new or I don't know the answer to that, but what I'll do is I can either do one or two things. I can call the company and find out the answer for you, then I'll call you back, or it would maybe be easier if you just called the company yourself. Here's the toll-free number, and you give them that number, 1-844-246-6760, and then tell them if you call after hours, then just leave a message and they will call you back, okay? So that's important. Follow-up is very, very important. The reason we know that is because the people that are earning the largest commission checks are the ones that are follow-up the most. We don't just make stuff up. We check our records. We ask people who are successful in our company what they're doing. And if we find out that all the people that are very successful in our company are doing the same things, then very likely we want to share that with you. If it works, then you continue to do it. If it doesn't work, then you try something else. So that's the whole idea of building a business. It's not that hard. You know, like I said, the emails you send out a couple times a month, we're talking about five or six minutes a month, and that's it. And you're not going to be calling your downline every day. You might want to initially call them to make contact and let them know that you'd like to get to know maybe a little bit more about them or if they want to share something about Christ or whatever. But again, the follow-up is extremely important. And if you miss this for some reason, it's all archived the following day. So look for your email. It'll tell you exactly, it'll give you the actual link to listen to this particular Blog Talk Radio show 24/7. So in the meantime, that's about all I have to say for the follow-up. If anybody has a question or a comment, just press 1 on your touchtone phone and we'll put you on the air. You don't have to give your name or, anything like that. We won't know who you are or your name. We'll just see a microphone here that lights up, and when it lights up, we know that someone pressed 1 on their touchtone phone, and we'll just press that and put you on the air. So I'll wait a couple more seconds, and if someone, presses 1, I'll put them on the air. If not, we'll just end the call and, talk to you next week again. All right, does anybody have a question or comment? Just press 1 on your touchtone phone. No one yet? That's not unusual. People just seem to like to listen more than they like to talk. I think people just sort of get nervous. I can tell that when people do call, they get nervous and they, they feel a little bit uncomfortable because it's something they never did, is talk live on a show, So it's no problem. It's not something you have to do. It's something that if you want to do it, then fine. If not, that's fine too. But anyhow, I want to thank each and every one of you. Don't forget, I'm your brother in Christ and I love you as my brother or sister in Christ. And also don't forget that your Savior, Jesus Christ, died for all your sins 2019 years ago, and he loves you, and so do I. Thanks for listening, and God bless.